Current state on 90.5 WKAR. You've probably seen the pictures of the Chinese smog problem, shots from Shanghai or Beijing that show buildings disappearing in what appears to be a thick brown fog. There are a number of things that cause smog, but one of them is the increasing number of cars, and that has implications for U.S. automakers like General Motors, which counts China as its biggest market. Current State's Melissa Benmark investigated this subject recently, and she's here to tell us more about it. Hi, Melissa.
Hi there, Mark Bayshore. I talked to Bruce Belzowski. He's the director of automotive analysis at the Transportation Research Institute at the University of Michigan. And we're just seeing kind of an interesting confluence of things that a huge part of GM in particular sales is in the Chinese auto market. But the smog problem is growing, so those two things are kind of headed toward each other. And one of the things is that Belzowski says that the growth in Chinese auto sales is truly unprecedented.
Well, when you look at what's going on in China, it's remarkable. The number of vehicles that are sold there annually now for the last two or three years has outsold anything that we've ever sold in the United States ever. These are sold primarily along the eastern seaboard of China, where a lot of major cities are located. And this is what's been happening over the last few years.
And I understand that Chinese cities are starting, though, to limit the numbers of cars that can be purchased, in part because of the smog problem.
Some cities have been limiting the number of license plates that they issue to vehicle buyers. Shanghai, in particular, has been doing this for many years. It sounds like they have always had a certain amount of congestion problems. And this is where the two things that are driving this. One is congestion. Is in all the major cities, so many people now have vehicles that there is much more congestion than there ever was before. And the second is the pollution from the vehicles in particular, but there are other forms of pollution that are affecting the air and the air quality in all the major cities.
The thing, I guess, that struck me about this is that with GM in particular selling so many cars in China, if more people buy cars and the smog problem becomes worse, and I wanted to get to the other sources of pollution here in a second, but if the smog problem gets worse, then if fewer cars are permitted, then doesn't that kind of put GM in a position of riding this bubble and then having it level off?
Well, when you think of potential sales in China, you're looking into the future and you see the manufacturers, not just General Motors, but all manufacturers, starting to aim their resources inland, farther than they've had in the past. There are many cities in the interior of China that have a million people or more in them, so they're actually become targets for vehicles as well. So there's, and believe it or not, still potential growth in China over probably quite a period of time. And that's still something that all the manufacturers are anticipating at the moment.
Talk about the other sources of pollution that are contributing to the smog problem that maybe aren't as easy to control.
Well, two of the main areas, I think, of pollution have to do with, of course, with vehicles. In the U.S., vehicles represent about 25% of the pollution in the U.S., but those are mobile sources. But there are also freestanding sources, and that has to, in China, that applies as well. A lot of people heat with coal, and the coal that they have in China, I think, and I'm not exactly sure about this, but I don't know what the grade or the quality of that coal is. It may not be as firm as we have here. But a lot of people heat with coal, as well as coal-fired power plants in China, and this had a dramatic effect on the air quality as well.
I suppose then that a real advancement would be a car that didn't have particulates, and I'm thinking, for instance, of the Volt, or, you know, at some point people were talking about hydrogen. How have those sources been discussed, if at all, in the context of the Chinese market?
Well, the Chinese government in particular has been pushing for a number of years now to for consumers to purchase and giving them incentives for purchasing zero emissions vehicles or much lower emissions vehicles. And they were hoping to kind of jumpstart the industry, the battery industry, to try to get this moving in China so that China would actually be a leader in these types of vehicles, but has not come to fruition. The technology has not advanced enough, and also consumers have not bought into the slightly higher or the higher prices that they have to pay for these technologies. So this is something that the government is still pushing for this and still encouraging their local manufacturers as well as the global manufacturers to provide these vehicles to the marketplace. But they have not sold very well, especially compared to the other types of vehicles. And there's a wide variety of vehicles that are being offered in the Chinese market. The Chinese manufacturers, the independent Chinese manufacturers, they tend to focus on the low end of the spectrum so that they're able to compete at that level against the other global manufacturers. So that is one area where the government wants to continue to build their automotive industry and have somewhere along the way have a big three that would be competitive throughout the world. They're working on that right now. They're not there yet, but they're supporting the industry as much as they can. But in terms of the pollution story, they are really trying to push forward on better pollution standards. Right now, I think the Chinese are probably one step behind the Europeans. They use the Euro system for defining emissions. And they're probably one step behind the Europeans in terms of their systems that they're using.
So that what you said about the Chinese manufacturers, though, and China looking to have their own big three, then that also has an effect on American car makers. So planning for the future in China for the American car makers must be kind of an interesting thing at this point.
Well, for all the global manufacturers, including the U.S. makers, they have put tremendous amount of resources into China. I think it was you look at somebody like VW and have 17 plants that they're building vehicles in China. That's a tremendous number of automotive plants for any country. So this shows you and it gives you an example of the opportunity they see in China now and for the future. Because when you build a plant, it's not something that you pick up and close very easily. It's something that you spend, millions and potentially $1 billion, just developing. So this is something that the U.S. and the other foreign manufacturers are very keen on. This is a real opportunity for them. The other challenge has to do with the local car makers. The Chinese government would love to have a big three in China, as they are not there yet, and one of the reasons that they haven't been pushing for the more stringent emissions controls because they feel that they don't want to put their own companies out of business. And the U.S. does the same thing with their car companies as well, that they will they might want to put certain regulations on the road, but they don't want to put companies out of business. And the Chinese are at that point right now with their car companies. They're now trying to strike this balance between the emissions that are filling up their cities and this competition and the need, the wanting to have a strong, independent and internal car industry. And so this is something that they're very much aware of and struggling with at the moment.
Bruce Belzowski joined us from Ann Arbor from the University of Michigan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.